Welcome to 826 Valencia, message in a bottle.
Behind the Counters of Waffle House by Zoe with 826 Valencia. As I enter this well-lit restaurant, I smell sweet, greasy, and savory smells. I could hear the yelling of people making food. I sit down at the nearest table and run my fin against it. The table is smooth, as if the tables had been freshly waxed. Deborah, the waiter, walks up to my table and says, "Hi, welcome to Waffle House. May I take your order?" I didn't understand a word she said, so I just pointed at the first thing I saw. Once the waiter left, I proceeded to follow her behind the counter, because down in the ocean, we pay to make our own food. I walked behind the counter and saw other people with white hats cooking the food. A chef named Brandy asked me why I was here behind the counter. Once again, I couldn't understand him, so I continued making my food. Then I heard sirens coming closer and closer. When I realized it was for me, I was so confused. I tried to explain to them what I was doing. They couldn't understand me because I was talking in the Siish language of my country. Police officer Cody took me to jail for 2 years. I could feel my heart pounding in my chest as they took me away. After the 2 years passed, I learned my lesson to not go to the Waffle House and return to my fish kingdom.
I26 Valencia is a non-profit organization dedicated to supporting under-resourced students with their writing skills and to helping teachers inspire their students to write. Our services are structured around the understanding that great leaps in learning can happen with one-on-one attention and that strong writing skills are fundamental to future success. If you want to hear more podcasts or learn more about the organization, visit us at a26valencia.org.